هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
We've got three guests from Wagga Wagga with us today. Ms. Ali Tanner, a title holder, coordinator of Miss Wagga Wagga Quest. Miss Wagga Wagga 2024, Velika Hayes, and former Yazidi refugee Haji Gundor, who is a volunteer at Wagga Wagga Rotary Club Sunrise. Welcome to SBS Kurdish All. It's great to have you all on the program. Ali Tanner, we might start with you. Could you kindly tell us a little about Miss Wagga Wagga Quest and its role in the community, please?
Thank you very much for the time, May. The Miss Wagga Wagga Quest is one of Australia's longest-running community service awards for young women. The women complete a year of professional development and fundraising for local beneficiaries before two title holders are named. We have Miss Wagga Wagga, Velika, who is here to speak with you today, and our Community Princess 2024, Jess Barclay.
Now, Ali, does the Quest have any connection with Wagga Wagga's Rotary Club?
There's not a formal connection, no. However, the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest has worked with different Rotary Clubs over the 77 years that the Quest has been running. So Rotary Club members will help the Quest out. They might loan us some items for events for the title holders or entrants, or they have assisted in events in the past. And the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest entrants have also assisted with different events that the Rotary Clubs of Wagga Wagga have. Often Miss Wagga Wagga title holders will speak at Rotary events, at breakfast lunches, at different meetings. So while we don't have a formal connection, yes, there's definitely a community relationship there.
So in what way does the Wagga Wagga Quest assist the community or its connection with the community, particularly the refugee community?
The Miss Wagga Wagga Quest has been running for 77 years, and over that time, the entrants in the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest have raised and shared with the community over $2 million. So the entrants in the Quest host varying events throughout the Quest year, and that money goes back into the community to beneficiaries that the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest entrants choose. Last year, in 2023, we had for the first time a member of the Yazidi community, an entrant in the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest.
Oh, really?
So she told me that she gained 10 years of community knowledge from her 8 months in the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest.
So is Miss Wagga Wagga Quest, is it about beauty or swimwear or what is it about?
So the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest is a community service award, and the entrants spend the year participating in professional development and hosting events. So they attend different workshops in public speaking, speech writing, event management. They have media training, professional writing skills classes. It's more about participation in the community. It's definitely not a beauty quest, mm-hmm. nor is there any swimwear involved. It's uh-huh. certainly not about what you look like, although professional presentation does come into the quest. Miss Wagga Wagga and Community Princess are chosen from a group of entrants by the community.
Now, let me go to Haji. Haji, you arrived in Australia in 2017, I believe. You've been interviewed on this program a few times previously, one of them being about volunteering during the 2020 bushfires. I guess my question is now, why have you become a volunteer with Wagga Wagga Rotary Club?
Firstly, thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak today. And the first reason is the community is wonderful, and some family members, friends of family members, like Colin Weiss and Deirdre Tom, they introduced me to Rotary Sunrise, and they show me how wonderful they support community through making barbecue at Benin's and donating to Project Peanut Butter in South Africa. And the purpose of this interview has become more important to me is because seeing Yazidi people living in Wagga has opportunity to apply to become a Miss Wagga Wagga, and also seeing one of my best friends become Miss Wagga. So it's been very special to me, and it was an honor to welcome them to our Rotary. And I became a member of Sunrise since 2021.
Haji, what would you like to achieve from your volunteering?
To support wonderful community.
Velika Hayes is Miss Wagga Wagga 2024. Velika, could you tell us why you wanted to enter the Miss Wagga Wagga quest, please?
Hello, thank you for having me speak this evening. I joined the Miss Wagga quest to give back to Wagga Wagga, which is where I was born and raised, so it's been really rewarding, and also to develop my confidence and personal and professional. And we're also really honoured to be able to get invited to a lot of community events. Recently, Jess and I have been able to attend a lot of citizenship ceremonies. Throughout our year as entrants, we raise money for beneficiaries of Wagga Wagga, and being able to go to their events and seeing the money we raise come to life has been really, really rewarding and wholesome. Something that we're really, really proud of is seeing the unveiling of the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest plaque at the Ronald McDonald House. We raised money for them last year, and being able to see that come to life was really rewarding.
Okay, Velika, you and Community Princess Jess Barclay were guest speakers at the Rotary Club of Wagga Wagga Sunrise. What was the aim of the invitation?
Yeah, so Jess and I were really honoured to be able to go speak at the Rotary Club morning meeting yesterday. We just wanted to share with everyone our journey in the Miss Wagga Wagga quest from entrance to title holders and share what we do in the quest, what it's all about, and just share a bit of more information about the quest because, as you know, not many people are fully aware of what it is, so we really like educating people, especially on the fact that it's not a beauty quest and it is about giving back to the community.
So what kind of, say, if you're volunteering, I believe, what kind of assistance or volunteering do you provide to the community?
So we raise money for local beneficiaries around Wagga Wagga. So local beneficiaries, just non-for-profit organisations. And we do this by, we've done multiple gift wrapping at the marketplace. We've also done raffle ticket selling of our major raffle that was donated by generous businesses in Wagga. We've run multiple events of our own that we were really honoured to do. And yeah, we really like being able to go in the community and speak about the quest and promote it more because the funds we raise do go to really needed beneficiaries.
Ali, I'll come back to you now. Are there any events coming up, any special events for Miss Wagga Wagga Quest in the near future?
There is certainly a Miss Wagga Wagga Quest event coming up, May. Mm-hmm. The Miss Wagga Wagga Quest entrance information session is going to be held at the Wagga RSL Club at 6 p.m. on Thursday, the 22nd of February. So any young women who are interested in hearing what the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest is all about and potentially considering entering the quest would be very, very welcome to come along to that and find out what the quest could offer for them and what they could offer for the quest and how much confidence, development and growth they could experience throughout the quest. They can meet Miss Wagga Wagga, Velika, Community Princess Jess. I believe that our Community Princess and Miss Wagga Wagga from 2023 will be there. Previous entrants will be there also that they could speak to. It's a really wonderful opportunity to be able to speak to people who have already experienced the quest and find out what it's like personally from them. Hear about it firsthand is a really good way to find out about anything. Then the launch of the Miss Wagga Wagga Quest will be held in May, following 6 weeks of professional and personal development opportunities for the young women who do choose to enter the quest.
Haji, I'll come back to you now. Is the Rotary Club holding any special events in the coming days or weeks?
Our Rotary Club is happen every Tuesday morning, and we have more often bring guest speaker, and also the International Rotary Club meetings will be, I think, in Singapore this year. Last year was in Melbourne. We wasn't able to attend because a friend of us wasn't able to attend. Our Rotary was very happy to welcome Miss Wagga Wagga, and everyone enjoyed their story, and they were so impressed from what youngest people can do in this community.
Ali Turner, title holder, coordinator of Miss Wagga Wagga Quest, Miss Wagga Wagga 2024, Velika Hayes, and former Yazidi refugee Haji Gundor, thank you very much for being on SBS Radio, and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, May, for your time. I appreciate it very much.
لايك بك پارا و بك تابنيا خب نفسنا SBS كردي لسر فيسبوك بشوبنا.